I think one of the great blessings Advent offers are moments of reflection in these otherwise uncertain times. Advent this year, encapsulated within this global pandemic, slows us down even further, perhaps. We realize that eternal life, fully aware of being in God's presence, is what our hearts truly desire and must be willing to work towards. We can wonder along the journey if some become obsessed, however, with admiring the Creator's artisanship to the neglect of worshiping its author. God speaks to us through creation, but only the Lord is the eternal Creator, as Isaiah reminds us again today. Acknowledge this year that we might have more opportunity for both prayer and reconciliation as we approach Christmas. The greatest of theologians readily admit they know and can describe only as much of God as God chooses to reveal and faculties permit. Faith tells the rest of us that the Father is fully revealed in and by His Son. As believers, we see by following Jesus the only path to the Father, as Isaiah again gives description. Many have tried journeying on their own, and all have failed. Let us not hesitate, then, to attach ourselves this Advent to Jesus by applying Mother Church's sacramental adhesives, I like to call them. Reconciliation, for example, can be like a restful scrub down with and where peaceful bandages heal our wounds and lift us up on our way to nativity joy and the eternal Eucharistic banquet. For truly, brothers and sisters, His yoke is easy, with the only requirement being that we affix our will and lives to Jesus our Christ. Amen.